You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of minutes after 7 o'clock here in the Mile High City. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Just about 30 minutes away from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that at around 7:30. Right now, though, Jeremy wants to talk about some parenting stuff.
We are dealing with consequences in our household right now, Dom. We are dealing with, I guess we could just say Reed, our oldest. Not so much Lila, but...
Yet.
But Mr. Reed, man, you know, being a little spacey and not getting things done and not being on top of things and... it peaked a little bit more yesterday when Nicole sent me a text that said, well, Reed forgot his homework packet and she dropped him off at school. She's like, do I run home and get it and bring it back? Or do I let him deal with the consequences? He was playing around on the iPad in the morning and not getting his backpack packed and forgot his homework. She's like, I could totally run to the school and give it to him. And I wrote back and I said, tough love. Don't do it. Don't run it back to him. He will learn to gather up all his homework now and take it to school. So I actually, believe it or not, we have Nick Nack on the phone. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is always such a special treat when I get to talk to Nicole.
I had to talk her into it.
Well,
I was texting her. I was like, you want to be on with us? And she sent me the little pukey face emoji. Blah. So Nick Nack's been taking this love and logic class. Do you want to explain a little bit about what that class is?
Yeah, so I just finished up a 6-week love and logic course, which was actually taught through the kids' school. And one of the sections is on affordable consequences, which is basically letting your kids fail while they're little and the consequences are small. So, for example, yesterday was perfect because Reed forgot his homework packet and he's messaging me after he got to school, Mom, can you bring it? Can you bring it? And I'm like, oh, this is an affordable consequence because it's something that's small, but it's teaching the kids responsibility. So they know there are consequences to their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so later in life, you hope that they'll stop and think before the consequences are unaffordable.
It's so hard to do this, though, you know, as a parent, because
hard.
It pulls
it's hard
at
to
you.
Let them fail.
You don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them to be in trouble at school. You know, it's really difficult to do this. Another example was the other day, you know, he's got basketball practice at 4 o'clock and he was on video games and I was reminding him, you know, up to the 10-minute mark, we got to get going. We got to get going. We got to leave in 10 minutes. And I probably told him 15 times. And by, you know, 3:55, I just pulled up a chair and put my feet up and did not say another word. And by 4:05, he realized that he had gone over his time and was freaking out and was scrambling to get to basketball practice. And sure enough, we were late, you know. But guess what? It didn't happen again. And it was really hard to sit there and just watch him continue to play the games, knowing that, you know, practice is going on.
I got to know what the consequence was for the homework. What happened to him?
I just told him, well, I'm working now and I'm, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
but what was the
homework,
yeah,
but
what was the consequence at school?
Yeah, did he get in?
So, yeah, he had to redo the packet.
So he had to do it in class again.
I like that.
Yep.
I love what you did. Tell him what you did, too, with his teacher.
So I messaged his teacher and I told her, hey, I'm not being a jerk parent, but we are in the process of learning some affordable consequences and he forgot his homework. And I just want to give you a heads up that I will not be bringing it to school. And she was like, I support you 100%. And so she had him do it again. And I was like, yes.
It's kind of a nice little, nice little CYA for the parents just to let the teacher know we're not bad parents. He did get his homework done. But he just forgot it at home.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Her support to help enforce this process, you know, of teaching him that there are consequences to decisions, and sometimes you have to deal with those. But it's hard. It's hard to let them fail. And, you know, just like yesterday you guys were talking about the kiddos not taking coats on cold days. You know, that's hard.
Yeah, we had that caller.
Yeah, we had the caller on the air yesterday who said, I don't know whether I should drive back to the school and take their coat or not. Remember that? And we were like, no.
No, let them be cold. They'll remember on the next cold day.
They'll remember it next time.
That's right. That's right. So hopefully this stuff starts sticking. I know Nick Nack highly endorses that Love and Logic class.
I've only been using it for, like I said, a couple months, but it's given me some great tips that have been very effective.
Yeah.
I can't speak to that, to the course, but I do know that I've heard of it because one of our former producers of our show, when she left our show, that's where she went to work. She actually went to work for the Love and Logic company. She had no kids, whatever, but she just went to work for them, and so that's how I know about it. I used to ask, I said, what is that all about? Mm-hmm. And she would tell me. So, cool. I'm a huge proponent of the whole consequences thing, so I love it that you guys are doing this. And Nicole, you hit it right on the head. It's like, I hate to see my child fail, and so as a parent, right, what you're having to do is convince yourself that in the long run, this is the best thing. In the long run, this will pay off. In the long run, they'll be better adolescents
in the moment. In the moment,
it's
hard.
When they learn all of this. But it's really hard.
And they tell you to parent with the end in sight because you know that now it hurts, but later on in life, it's going to pay off. So hopefully it does.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. So we can throw this open if you want, Dom, with some other examples, if anyone wants to chime in on this or, you know, talk about the tough love they've had to do with their kiddos.
303-691-1MIX is how you find us. 303-691-1649. Nicole, I guess you got to go make lunches now or something, right? Is that it?
It's breakfast.
What's for breakfast? What are you making?
I don't know yet. Frozen waffles, probably.
Oh, gourmet again. Gourmet. Do those thick and fluffy ones that we have in there, all right? Really kick it up.
Hey, you know, we got to class it up.
Only the best for our kids.
I always love it when you're on the show. I wish you'd do it more often, so thanks for chatting with us today.
Oh, you guys have a great day.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye. Love you, too.
Oh, and there she goes. Was she talking to me?
She still loves me.
No, not a chance.